When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about something quite deep again. I know last week's episode was a lot to handle. It was super intense, so I hope that everyone had a good week, you know, decompressing from it. If you did not listen to last week's episode, I highly recommend that you give it a listen ASAP, but be sure to maybe do some meditating or journaling or resting after you give this a listen, because it's all about trauma, and trauma is really intense for a lot of people to hear,
because it's definitely, I hate to use the word triggering. I don't know. I find that word kind of cringy, but it is triggering and brings up a lot of emotions and a lot of thoughts and a lot of feelings and a lot of flashback and maybe even PTSD type of, you know, feelings and whatnot. So definitely be prepared and brace yourself if you do listen to the last episode before this one about trauma. But today's episode is deep as well, but in a different way. I think that this one is going to be really refreshing. I think you guys are going to feel really good from this one. And it's something that I heard quite a few months ago. And I wish that I could give the credit to who said this quote to me or where I read it. I don't remember if it was said to me or if it was something I saw on Instagram, like a quote I reposted. It's kind of like a memory that's blacked out in my head. But it came back to me last week. I woke up in the morning after pretty much dreaming about this quote. I felt really called by God to share this. I felt like he knew, he placed it in front of me a few months ago, or he had someone say it to me a few months ago, but I didn't really like take it all in. I didn't absorb it. I didn't resonate with it at the time. And then it's almost like he brought it back to me in a dream so that I could wake up remembering this message. And I just felt really called to share this message. So I ended up going on some like 15-minute rant on my Instagram story the other day about this. So you may or may not have heard this message as I did share it a week or so talking about this. But in any case, before I get into the quote or the saying, I want you guys to really like close your eyes. Unless you're driving, please keep your eyes open, but just really focus on me right now, okay? Don't think about anything else. Remove everything that you're thinking about, everything that's distracting you, and just focus on me for a second. And if you are in the comfort of your own home or someone's house and you do have the ability to just sit back and close your eyes, that's what I'm doing right now. My eyes are totally closed as I'm talking to you guys. And I just want you to really, really, really be present and be in the moment and just be focused on this. So I want you all to think about what you feel as though you're lacking. I don't really like to speak from a place of lack or scarcity. I'm all about abundance, but I want you guys to get real with yourselves and picture the thing that you feel you don't have, the thing that you want the most that's lacking. I don't even want to give you examples because I want it to come from within. I don't want you to just have me tell you. I don't want me to say it and then you to be like, ah, that's the thing I'm lacking. Okay, so just really, really, really think about where you feel incomplete, where you feel like something is missing. Now, I want you to think about and really reflect on what you hold yourself back from because of this thing. Now, let me explain. Do you feel as though you hold yourself back from doing other things or you miss out on doing other things because you kind of just sit around waiting for this thing to happen or to arrive for you to have it? Like, do you skip out on doing something or being somewhere or being something or whatever it is because you're kind of in this like waiting game of like, oh, well, I don't have this thing yet. So when I get this, then I'll do that. When I have this, then I'll be happier. When this is present in my life, then everything will make more sense. So when I talked about this on my story, someone actually responded to it because I was explaining this the way I just was explaining that right now. And someone responded to it saying, this reminds me so much of the quote from A Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff with the saying, don't let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. And I love that her hearing me explain this made that quote resonate with her because I didn't even think about it like that, but it's so accurate. So what are you fearing that is making you not play the game, right? Don't let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. So what are you holding yourself back from because you are in this place of lack that you don't deserve this or you don't have this or it doesn't belong to you or it isn't yours, that type of thing, right? So now think about that. What is the thing that you're lacking? What is that thing that you wish that you had that you feel it doesn't belong to you right now? It isn't yours yet. It hasn't arrived yet. And what are the things that you hold yourself back from doing or you don't play the game and you don't participate, you just don't feel as if this is not right for you because of that. Hopefully this all makes sense to you guys. Now I want you to reflect on this. This is the quote. This is the title. This is the whole shebang, okay? This is the message that I really need to get across. Here it is. If you could guarantee you will have it in 6 months, what would you do for the next 6 months? If you could guarantee 6 months from now, it is December, so what is 6 months from now? May. If you can guarantee in May you will have this thing that you are lacking, how would you spend the next 6 months? What would you do for the next 6 months?
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential.
What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And when I really let this quote sink in and I really thought about it, I realized how many things I don't do because I tell myself it's what I will do when my life looks like this. And there's no need for that. Why wouldn't I just do those things now? If I know that it's something I ultimately want, or that I would enjoy, or that I want to be a part of, or that I want to be present in my life, why do I wait for this thing that I feel like I don't have enough of, or is not in my life right now, or does not belong to me? Why am I waiting for that thing to be the reason why I go ahead and do these things, right? So it's pretty much saying, if you could guarantee 6 months from today, you will have that thing, whatever it is that is missing in your life, what would you do for the next 6 months? You would probably start participating in these things or doing these things that you hold yourself back from, because you hold yourself back from them feeling like they don't belong to you. It is not yours right now. So let me wait until my life looks like this, and then it'll make more sense for me to do that. I think a really great way to really envision it and imagine it is by doing this. So imagine that you have the thing that you really, really want. Imagine this thing that you feel as though you don't have, or you feel as though is lacking, is present in your life. Imagine it being a part of your life currently right now. What would your life look like? What are the things that you would do? Where are the places you would go? What are the hobbies that you would have? What are the clothes you would wear? Would you work out more? Would you exercise more? Would you go out more? Like, what would your life look like? So say that for you. I'm going to give you guys an example. Say that for you, the thing that you feel is truly lacking is financial freedom, success in your business, just having the money to live whatever lifestyle it is. So say that for you, you feel like that's what's lacking. If you knew in 6 months you would be financially free, what would you do for the next 6 months? If you can guarantee success would hit you 6 months from today, you would probably spend more time on doing the things that you hold yourself back from, doing the things that scare you. You would put yourself out there more. You would network with more people. You would brag about your business more. You would promote it more. You would network and connect and pitch and share this with everybody, because you knew deep down, okay, 6 months from today, I'm gonna be a millionaire. I'm gonna be a billionaire. I'm gonna be financially free. It's December. I know that by May, I am going to be so well off and so successful in my business that I'm going to spend the next 6 months going all in. I'm going to spend the next 6 months going live and hosting events and going up to people and offering my product or offering my service. Like, you would just probably be like the poster child for your business in a way that you're currently not, because you can't guarantee that success. So you guys might feel right now as though success doesn't belong to you. Financial freedom
isn't present in my life, so it doesn't belong to me. So you act and spend your day where you currently feel like you are, rather than acting and feeling as though you know that you will be successful in 6 months. Does that all make sense?
When I think about, for me, where I feel like I come from a place of lack of what I don't have in my life, I picture, if I could guarantee that I would have this in 6 months, what I picture my life would look like when I have it, I would be more at ease. I would work out more. I would make more time for hobbies. I would make more time for fun and recreational fun and doing things and adventure and spontaneity. So again, every single person is thinking of something totally different. But when I think of what my life will look like when that thing is present in my life, I think my life would have more fun in it and more ease. I would just be less stressed, less on edge, less anxious. I would just have a more easy, effortless, fun lifestyle. So what would I do for the next 6 months are like those things that I just listed. And I feel like I don't do those things right now because I don't feel like I'm at ease. So it's almost like if I can guarantee in 6 months my life would look like that, what I'm saying, then I know I'd be more at ease in 6 months. I know I'd have more time for, or make more time for hobbies and fun and fitness and travel or whatever. I know that I would have that in 6 months. So that's what I would just be doing now. I might as well get started, right? It's guaranteed that I'm going to have it. So I kind of come from a place of lacking that. So I don't do it. But even though it's what I want to be present in my life, I still hold myself back from it because I can't see it right now. It doesn't exist right now. I think every single one of us are going to come from a totally different place. However, we're all on the same page of finding something in our life coming from a place of lack. Whatever category it is, whatever it is that you really feel you don't have in your life, even if it's a totally different thing from me and we're just not on the same page in that way, it still comes from a place of lack regardless. So it's still the same mindset and it's still the same actions, or should I say lack of actions, because it's still coming from a scarcity mindset and a scarcity place rather than a place of abundance. Even though it's two different topics or five different topics, it doesn't matter, because it all results in the same lack of action taking because of the fact that we are mutually coming from a place of lack with this thing. And with that being said, there are two words that I want everyone to remove from their vocabulary in order to fix this little dilemma that we all got going on.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So one of the words I learned about a year ago, and then the other word I just learned like a week or two ago. And both of these words that I learned not to use come from Janet Namaste, who I interviewed in my last episode. They come from sessions that I had with her because I used these words myself and she taught me of why I can't use those words. So a year ago, she told me to remove the word deserve from my vocabulary. Because when you say, I deserve this, you are actually speaking from a place of lack. Because you are speaking as though you do not have this. It does not belong to you. I deserve this, but it's not mine. So it's just like saying, I deserve success. I deserve a good, supportive partner. I deserve financial freedom. I deserve a good group of friends. I deserve to have fun in my life. I deserve this, that, and the third. When you start saying, I deserve this, I deserve that, you are actually speaking from a place of lack by saying, I don't have this, I deserve this. So remove deserve from your vocabulary and change that into saying, I'm grateful for, I'm thankful for, I'm excited for, you know? Like, I'm so thankful for abundance. I'm so thankful for financial freedom. I'm so grateful for true love. I'm so grateful for a supportive spouse. Whatever it is, I'm so thankful for an amazing supportive group of friends. Rather than saying like, fuck this, I deserve better. I deserve good friends. I deserve this. Remove whatever doesn't serve you. And then remove the word deserve and just start thinking from a full place of abundance in the sense of even if it's not currently present in your life, you're grateful for it, you're excited for it, and you know that you will have it. But don't see it as something you don't have and you deserve. Because if you see it as something that you deserve, you are just imagining it as like a faraway dream, just like a figment of your imagination, something unattainable, something unreachable, something at an arm's length. You know, you just can't grab it. And the second word that is under the same exact category here is find. Wanting to find something or someone. It's just like saying, you know, okay, imagine you're single and you're saying, I really want to find a good guy. You know, you're basically saying that you have to go searching for it. I'm looking for it. I'm trying to find it. I don't have it. It doesn't belong to me. It's not mine. Again, you're speaking from a place of scarcity and a place of lack because you are pretty much saying, I have to find this thing. I have to chase this thing. Rather than saying, I'm so grateful for the good men out there. Along with the word find and how it equates to chasing, that also just comes along with the affirmation that I think everyone should always be saying is, I don't have to chase anything. What's meant for me will find me. What's meant for me will never miss me. What's meant for me will never pass me. So be grateful knowing that everything you have is meant to be yours, and everything that's meant to be yours, you will eventually have, if even if it's not currently present right now. So be grateful for that. Speak from a place of abundance about that, not saying I have to find anything, because you're pretty much saying I chase. And chasing, first things first, girls. Let me just say, us girls, especially the girls who listen to this podcast, we don't chase anything. We don't chase. We attract. So stop saying fine because you're being a girl who chases. And not on this podcast, not this community, not this audience. I know if you're one of my listeners, I know if you are paying attention and really, really, really absorbing this information, you are not a chasing kind of girl. All right? So let's realize how hot we are. All right? Let's just relax for a second. You're hot. Okay? Great. So hot girls don't chase. We just don't do that. Mm-mm. So when you say things like finding, you're saying you are a chasing kind of girl, and we should all always be saying that affirmation. God only knows who created this. I mean, it's just been said a billion times. I see it on memes. I see it on TikTok. I see it on Instagram. I hear it in podcasts. Like, it's just as simple as I don't chase, I attract. What's meant for me will be mine. What's meant for me will find me. What's meant for me will not miss me. What's meant for me will be in my life. It's never a matter of if, it's only a matter of when. And that's cool because I am so grateful that I'm going to get to have all of the things that I want because what's meant for me is mine and will be mine. So we don't have to chase anything. So no finding. So the moral of the story is to start thinking, feeling, acting, speaking, dressing, and just showing up as the version that you anticipate being when you have this certain thing in your life. When your life looks a certain way, however you imagine your life to look like then, start doing that shit now. Start showing up as that person now. Don't wait for it to happen. Don't wait for when it feels like it belongs to you. Just start thinking from a place of abundance now. Start practicing present day gratitude. Start acting like you can guarantee what your life will look like in 6 months. Start showing up as if you can guarantee 6 months from now, you will have that thing that's weighing over you like a heavy, dark cloud. That thing that you think about all day and all night and dream about and journal about and talk about, that thing that just consumes you. Start showing up as if you can guarantee it right now. And that's it for the day. Thank you girls so much for listening. Y'all are super hot, like I said. Just a friendly reminder that you are hotter than you think. And yeah, love y'all tremendously. And until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.